Now I want to read to you from the book of Revelation, the 20th chapter. When you find it, say amen.
Amen.
Revelation 20. We'll be reading from the 11th through the 15th. And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. And the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books, according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them, and they were judged every man according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. May the Lord add his blessing for reading of his word. Lord, we just ask that you would take over now, Father, that you'll break forth with a message. We ask you, Lord, to use me as your servant. Father, that your message might touch hearts here this morning and make us fully aware, Lord, of where we do stand. We ask you, God, just to be with us. Don't let us make a mistake. Help us, Father. In the name of Jesus, we ask it. And amen. Hell's fire and brimstone. That's what it's all about. Preaching hell's fire and brimstone. If you're not saved, you're going to hell and you're going to burn. Yes. It tells us there that there's a great white throne of judgment. Well, we get this confused up, these judgments, and I had to look it over and had to read back and see what it was all about. And I find that this was not the judgment for you and I. If we have accepted Jesus Christ as our Savior, if we have not accepted Jesus Christ as our Savior, then this white throne of judgment is for you. Definitely. He said that they called to the white throne of judgment all of the dead, and the books were open. Well, let me tell you, folks, from the time that you were just a little bitty baby until you sit right today, you have written a book. Everything that you have ever done, every word that you have said, every idle thought that you have had, all of these things are written in that book.
Scary.
Scary, yes. That book that that we write each day is the story of our life. Back a few, I don't know how many years back, behind this there was a time when Christ made his appearance on earth. He came to rapture his church. Yes, he came to call for the Christians, those that had given their heart to him, those that had been born again. Those that have been saved, that have said, Lord, take me for what I'm worth, which is not a whole lot. Take me for what I'm worth and use me as you would see fit. I am yours. Take me. Use me in any way that you can. This is the church that he's come back for, not for a bunch of people that likes to assemble themselves just to go, or we love to have our dinners in the basement, or we love to fellowship, we love to do all these things. He's coming back for a saved people, those that have accepted Jesus Christ in the heart and not just the mouth. Yes. He said in the reading that I read to you earlier this morning that confession with the mouth makes the salvation. If we don't confess him, he will not confess us. Yes, this great white throne was for all of them, not for the church. Now they're gone. The church has done been lifted out. Yes. What's left? Ooh. What's left? Dead. He said the dead he called to the great white throne. All men of the dead were there. And he called them up and the books were opened. And he read out of the book of their life of what they said. Some in there said, yes, Lord, I've done this. Yes, Lord, I've done that. I've worked in a church. I've sang in a choir and I've preached and I taught Sunday schools and I mowed the lawn and I done all them good things for the church. Yes, it's all written right in there, but I didn't get it. Good works, absolutely. Judge for your works, absolutely. You are judged for your works, even in hell. You see, folks, there is a different degree in hell as well. Yes, by the deeds that you have done. Yes. He said, as he called these, and he looked at the books, I suppose that every one that appeared there before that great white throne of judgment, as they walked up, and he didn't take very long to know it. It was that quick. That quick, God can go every through your life from one end to the other. Do you believe that? If you don't believe it, you have not witnessed the Holy Spirit yet. Let me tell you from experience that when God comes to you through the power of the Holy Spirit, you will find things revealed in your life that may take years and years and years to fully develop, but it comes just like that. Just that quick. Yes. I told you that. Well, I'll just have to tell it. One day in the basement of my house, I was down there, I think I was painting or something in a little closet there, just was having a big time, and all of a sudden, out of nowhere, kerwhammy, the power of the Holy Spirit hit me like I have never been hit before, and it revealed things to me right then and there just that quick. Out of the spirit, yes. Out of the body, yes, completely. Yes, because when God gets a hold of you and he talks to you, you'll hear it. Yes, he did. He revealed to me things that I could not have repeated. I could not have turned around and told you what was done. I could not have. But as the years progress, these things are becoming fulfilled. Yes. Oh yes, I've seen things happen since that time, and every time one of these things happens, back I go to the little closet. Yes, I told you so. Yes, I told you so. Through the power of the Holy Spirit, yes, even down to this very day in this very church, yes, every time I come around, I said, didn't I tell you? I can't tell you what the rest of it is for tomorrow. I cannot do that. No, but I'll guarantee you one thing. When it happens, I'll know it. You can have that same experience if you allow Jesus Christ to take over that old stony heart and quit playing around and dabbling with just the edges, just getting enough just to make you miserable. Just give it all to him. And say, Lord, here I am. I ain't much. I'm not worth a whole lot. But what I am, you got it. That's all it was. Yes. As he was there on that great white throne of judgment, all these people come forward with their brags and their all this, that, and other, what they had done for him, and yes, and all, they were great and all that. He looks down that line and he reads it and thinks, good, that was fine, that was fine. Yes, all these things that are written in your book, those good deeds, the mowing the grass and the sweeping the floors and all that good thing, great. Those were fine and dandy. But then he has another little book. He has another little book and he pulls it down. It's called the Book of Life. And he looks in that Book of Life and he looks for your name. And brother, he says, I don't see it. I can see it over here in this book here where all these good deeds you've done, fine and dandy. But when I look in this Book of Life, I don't find your name. Why not? It's not there. And he said, well, he didn't go by the good deeds you've done. He goes by that book over here, this Book of Life. They call it the Lamb's Book of Life. Yes, Jesus Christ's Book of Life. If you have accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior and you've allowed Him to take hold in your heart and take over in your life, then your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. If you're fooling yourself, if you're saying, well, yes, I've done, I've done this, I've done that, and I'm a good feller and all this, that, that, praise God for it. So where that book? Here it is. But that book of things that you've done on this earth, he looks at them and he says, it was all good deed, fine and dandy. Give me that book. And he lays her aside. He lays her aside. He said, now let's look at the other one. And if your name is not on that book, what does he look at you right square in the eye? And he says, what? Depart from me, I never knew you. Ooh, that hurts. Then he looks there and he said, there's a few. Yes, there's a few. Even then. And look, because they have, as Cindy taught this morning, they have washed their robes and glanced. Blood of the Lamb has washed their garments dirty. Now, when you have your garments washed in the blood of the Lamb, it is spotless. There is not one speck in it. Tell the story lots of times. If you had a white shirt, if you had a sparkling white shirt that your wife had done up for you, real nice, you know, get it all clean and good. But in getting out of that car, you touch something that you shouldn't have. There's a spot of grease right there, black as it can be. One little tiny spot on that shirt. But when you take your coat off and you stand up in front of a bunch of people and they look at you, what do they see? Do they see all that white shirt? It's that little bitty black spot. Every eye in the whole house is focused on that one little bitty black spot. Yeah. You see, when we have sin in our life, it's exactly the same. It doesn't make any difference if you've got on the best of the garments, if you've got one spot of sin in your life, it will stand out like a sore thumb. Yes, he looks at that. But they washed their blood. They washed their garments in the blood of the Lamb, come out spotless. Yes, their name was added to the Book of Life. Yes. But you know, that's all well and good. And there's a lot of people in this world today that will say, well, I've got a lot of time. I don't have to go to church and I don't have to give my life to Jesus. No. Even after the rapture is over and that's gone, left behind, yeah. We're left behind. But I'll have a chance. I can make it, yes. I go through that great tribulation and I can come out on the other side white. Yep, I can do it. If you can't make it in this world today where you have the power of the Holy Spirit to help you along the line, don't think for a minute you're going to make it to Revelation. You talk about tough times. You haven't seen nothing. You haven't seen nothing. You read in the scriptures of how the people were martyred, how they had to go through so much torments and all these things, and just persecution unbelievable to us. Yeah, just a drop in the bucket to what it will be in that great tribulation. Yeah. Don't think for a minute that you can make it through tribulation. Yeah. He said as he opened them books and he read them, and the old devil, he was bound and he was cast into a lake of fire. Forever and ever and ever. Yes, he would be cast into the lake of fire for eternity. Yes, where he is now. He's free. He loves to just torment and get into people's today, for the young people and the old people as well. He just loves to dig into us and cause us to fail and do things that we shouldn't ought to do. But that day, he will be bound and cast into a lake of fire. What's that mean? A lake of fire. What does that sound like to you? What does that sound like to you?
That means
you're burn forever. Right. Right. Amen. It reminds me maybe of a volcano. Did you ever think of how, I know when I was in Okinawa, you could see these big old holes in the ground where the rocks melted and come up and just boiled like water. The heat was so intense. And that to me kind of represented the lake of fire. And you know, when you get to thinking about it, where does that come from? Way down deep in the earth. Yeah?
Everything
burn up. But he cast that old devil into the lake of fire. But that's his part. Now he reads that book. And he takes that little book. And he looks at him that stands before that great white throne of judgment. And he looks at that and he says, if that name is not found in that little book, then they are cast into the lake of fire with the devil. I don't want to be there, folks. And I'm going to do anything I can to stay away from that place. Because that is terrible. We don't want any part of that lake of fire. But yet there is people that is willing to take that chance. Yes. Well, you say probably that, well, we just throw us into that lake of fire and we're going just like that. Don't work that way. Where the worm dieth not. On and on and on forever. It isn't worth it. There's nothing in this world today that is worth taking a chance. There isn't. We can beat that. We can beat that great white throne of judgment because we don't have to appear there. We don't have to stand before that great white throne of judgment. Our judgment, this church's judgment, every one of us peoples that are in this room this morning will be judged when he makes his appearance. When he calls his church, there won't be no excuses, and there won't be any this and that and the other things, and claims that I've done and I've done all this, and I say, no way. When he calls his church answers. And his church moves, comes forward. You there?
Amen.
If you're not there, if you can't truly say this morning that if Jesus Christ were to call this very hour that I'm going up, that I'm not going to have to stay and face all these things that I've just talked about. If we can't truly say that this morning, then you best be on your knees at this altar of prayer or anyone you might find and crying out to Christ to save you, to enter into your heart, to take me, Lord, as I am. No, there's not one of us worthy. There's not one of us that really deserve anything, but we just say, Lord, not much. You know, that's just kind of the way I feel. I'm not much of a preacher. I get mixed up and stammer and stutter and all like that, but I can tell you one thing. If you give your heart to Jesus, you're going to be saved. You're going to be saved, and He's going to lift you up. Not only that, but He's going to be with you throughout the rest of the days of your life here. Yes, Father, we thank You and we praise You. We praise You, God, for just making this way of salvation so simple that even a small child can understand. We ask You, God, just to search our hearts this morning. And Lord, if there's any doubt whatsoever within us this morning, Lord, that You will allow us just to come to Thee and to repent and to say, Lord, take me for what I am. Take me, Lord. I want to be Yours. Use me, Lord, as You would see fit. It's all in the name of Jesus. And amen.